the rest of the story. Affectionately, they are initialed the BVI, the British Virgin Islands. Anybody looking for excitement should go anywhere but there. For the U.S. Virgins, including St. Thomas, St. John, St. Croix, there, what's happening, mon? But the British Virgins are a ring of small, sleepy, obscure East Caribbean outcroppings, many of them uninhabited, or quite nearly so. So, once upon an even quieter time in the bucolic BVI, there was a laid-back local named Billy Thornton. Billy was born on the tiny tadpole-shaped island of Joost van Dyke, 4 miles west of Tortola, and as many islanders, he grew up yearning to see beyond the horizon. And yet, as few islanders, Billy Thornton actually made the journey. Age 22, he traveled to Scotland, where he studied civilized medicine. Then he went to France, where he became enamored of civilized art. He even visited the United States before succumbing to homesickness and returning to his native corner of the globe. A self-envisioned sophisticate, a young man of the world now, Billy settled in Rhode Town, a thriving metropolis by BVI standards, on the island of Tortola. And it was there, that Billy heard about the contest. I don't mean to demean, but you know those commercial art school advertisements that say, copy this sketch and we'll evaluate it? Well, this particular pitch seemed little more so. In essence, draw this house on Jenkins Hill and win a prize. But that's what got Billy. The prize was $500. What grand things he could do with $500. Indeed, Billy was so enraptured considering these possibilities that he'd scarcely noticed the contest deadline had passed 3 months previous. But no matter, Billy decided he would draw the house on Jenkins Hill, and the judges, awed by his ability, would surely shower him with cash. But 3 months hence, Billy's surefire winning entry was still unfinished. Such had his daydreams delayed his progress. In fact, the drawing the judges received from him at last, officially 6 months too late, was even then incomplete. But guess what? Despite it all, Billy won the contest. For prior to his belated submission, only 16 drawings had been sent in, and while they'd been created by allegedly professional architects, each concept was more dismal than the one before. I say created and concept, for there was no house on the high ground site known locally as Jenkins Hill, only a dream of city planners of the house that might be. History records that BVI native, British subject turned United States citizen William Thornton, that he, variously interested and multi-talented, accomplished much during his lifetime. He became a medical doctor. He became a skilled amateur painter. He became an inventor of paddle wheel steamboats and the first superintendent of the United States Patent Office. But from this day henceforth, you will remember the armchair architect from Joost van Dyke, who in April 1793 won a contest to design the central structure for a city in progress called Washington, D.C. Oh, yes, you do know the great domed house on Jenkins Hill. You know it as the capital of the United States. Only now you know the rest of the story.